Oh, anyone to be on your feet. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
While I'm going to stay where you are, you're not preaching today. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I appreciate God for this opportunity. For me, I thank you for this opportunity. God bless you. Today is a day of prayer. Today is a day of prayer. Next week, Sunday, you are going to dance. But today, in a few minutes, you are going to, just a few minutes, 10 minutes, you are going to pray. 10 to 15 minutes, you are going to pray. I don't have any message. Because when mommy told me, he said, I don't know what to preach. But the Lord gave me something, a revelation this morning by 4 a.m. That's what brought about the message. But it's not a message, it's a prayer point. Your finest picture will not be used as your visual aid.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to dance than to pray. In revival statistics, if a person can dance for 2 hours and shake and dance, but when they say pray, after 15 minutes you retire, the human body feels down to pray. So I want you today, I want to train yourself. Nobody should sit down except mama and papa. This 10 minutes you are going to pray. Every obituary plan for me. Because I saw it is the face of a man. It is the face of a man. Very fine picture. And I saw the obituary by 4 a.m. this morning. And the Lord gave me that place. Psalm 118 verse 17. I shall not die. So when you read Acts 23 verse 12, that's the only verse. Separate from Psalm 118. Acts 23 verse 12. I want you to read it quickly. Acts 23 verse 12, please. I want us to pray. There's somebody that's here. You are having accommodation. You are having problem in the compound where you are staying. There was a problem. There was a problem. I pray for you. The Lord will solve that problem before you enter the second half.
Yeah.
Are you aware that today is the last Sunday before the second half? The last Sunday is next week. So next week is Thanksgiving. So that means by faith you are already in the second half. So that's why the woman of God is in the spirit to bring up today's program. Because this is a service to round up the first half. So we want to round it up with prayer. Then we come and thank God. We dance in next week before we enter July. I prophesy, if January to June was wrong for you, as you enter July, it shall be smooth for you.
Yeah.
I don't know what is waiting for my trouble. Someone will ask for his dream as well. This will be no time.
Some of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under an oath, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul.
They will not eat. They were fasting to kill you. Some people are praying to kill you. Some people are praying to shut you down. Some people don't want you to be alive. Break them, stop them before they stop you. Tell your neighbor, stop them before they stop you. Tell your neighbor, stop them before they stop you. Anyone that wants you to be buried, they will bury your place. Are you ready to pray? Yes, are you ready to pray? We are going to shout, my father, my creator. My finest picture. Yes. set your body. Holiness. Yes, yes. Holiness. 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 Yes, 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 yes. Please close your eyes and pray. Close your eyes and pray. We are in serious business. We are in serious business.
Thank you.
5 hours. Utilize the power of light and sound. Meaning that if you are in a dark place, you can easily fall asleep. So try and on the light. Then also, if you don't know how to stay up, because the flesh naturally doesn't like to pray. But the Bible says, how be the spirit helpeth infirmities? Because the flesh is in infirmity under the bondage of the fall of man in sin. But the Bible said, how be the Spirit helped our infirmities in straining, in groaning, which cannot utter with the normal English. That's why if you are here, you are full of praying in English, you will die before your time. But if what I mean die, I'm not talking about physical death only. You will die spiritually. You wilt out of ministry. You wilt out of business. You wilt out of your marriage. Because you have to be always energized of the Spirit. Man is a spiritual person. That's why every night you must sleep so that your spirit can go and communicate. There's no human being that exists without sleep. Because if God had removed sleep from the order of man, spirit cannot go and communicate back to the Creator. So you must always have time to communicate in the Holy Ghost. So when you on the light, then you play some worship song. Then when you are singing the song, the sound and the light will enable you to pray. And you reach the crescendo, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, then you can pick. That's why you see some men of God, for example, the person we are going to go and listen to now in the next few minutes, some of these men of God, they don't pray. Just decree. Because what? They have reached a crescendo. They have reached a level. Even Papa Adeboye, just it is done. It is done. Because they have reached that level. But as a beginner, you need to utilize the power of light and sound. When you wake up in the midnight to pray, there's no light on the light. That sleep will go. Play music. That sleep will go. Then when you pray 1 hour, 2 hours, your spirit will lift up. Then even if those things are off, you have already gained ascent. It's not like a plane. When you want to gain momentum, the plane will move. But when you now gain on the air, it is gone. The flaps and everything will put back to the plane. Can somebody shout fire?
Fire!
That was a rhema about prayer. I pray for you. Raise forth your hands. I pray for you. Just one word today. Everyone that plans to kill you. See, there's no time. There's no time. But let me just tell you this short thing, why you should be very careful and spiritual always. On Thursday, I told one of my engineers, I said, be very careful. The way you are going, you fought on Wednesday, this and that, be careful. He thought we were joking. On Thursday, I went and fought and broke somebody's head. And on Friday, I was just in my office, and the mother came to me. I said, I'm the mother of this so-and-so person. Do you know that boy was arrested? He's in a prison. Someone that's owing me money. I have to see add money. I have to see to go and bail him out. Just a little thing. Death. Just a little thing. Sickness. You have to always be alert. You know, everything is dancing. Yeah, you go. Spend time to pray. That's why I like the message of our mommy on the workers' meeting. Spend time to pray. Ask God for the direction of the Holy Spirit for the next agenda. Even the program, I wanted to have a program in Calabar. I wanted to have a program in Calabar. The Lord, even as sister says in Sunday school, the Lord may not want you to preach there at that time. So the Holy Spirit tell me, I blocked the way there. God now open another way for other ones. I wanted to travel out in the next 2 months to outside Nigeria for God gave me a sign, gave my wife the same sign. And I said, okay, I will defer it. Ask God for the Holy Spirit. I pray in this 2025, you will not walk into your death.
Yeah.
I say, I pray for you. Your finest picture, like the way the Lord revealed to you this morning.